The words clean coal have been uttered a lot on the campaign trail this year.
We'll develop clean coal technology.
As president, I will tap our natural gas reserves. Invest in clean coal technology.
But guess what? It may take until 2020 for clean coal, meaning coal that doesn't spew greenhouse gases, to become commercially available. A number of countries are in the race to come up with the technology. But as the world's Jason Margolis reports, an American company may be in the lead.
It's reported that China fires up at least one new coal power plant every week. India isn't far behind. The U.S. is also increasing reliance on coal. That's the bad news. Here's the good news, a glimpse of the future brought to you by the American coal industry.
I believe it can happen. I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
We can be energy independent. We can continue to use our most abundant fuel cleanly and responsibly. We can, we will. Clean coal, America's power.
Many people use the word clean coal, and the candidates certainly use that word. I think a better word would just be cleaner coal.
Dan Schrag directs Harvard Center for the Environment and has studied so-called cleaner coal. The coal itself isn't any cleaner. It's what you do with it. Within the trade, they call it carbon capture and storage.
First of all is the capture. The way we burn coal today is in air, and that produces gas in the smokestack that's about 10% carbon dioxide and 90% nitrogen. In order to store that CO2 underground, we have to separate it from the nitrogen.
Carbon dioxide is then converted into a dense liquid state. Then it's buried underground, sometimes close to 2 miles below the Earth's surface. To do this, you need the right geology.
What you're seeing here is there are two cores of rocks that we have.
Niraj Gupta is a geologist with Battelle in Columbus, Ohio. His team has been taking rock samples throughout the Midwest. Gupta says they're drilling deep underground. They're looking for sites with the right type of rock layer, rocks with tiny pores that can be filled with liquid. He points to a small rock sample in a tank of water. A bicycle pump has been drilled into the rock.
And you will see that when I try to push air using a bicycle pump into this, and this is sitting in a pool of water, you can see air bubbles come out. That shows that when you push air through this rock, or by that token, when you push CO2 or water through that, it can flow through those, okay? That would be a good injection zone.
In other words, liquid can fill the microscopic cavities. Gupta says above that, you need a second type of rock, a dense cap to make sure the carbon dioxide can't leak back towards the surface. When you have both rock beds, you can store carbon deep underground, theoretically, forever. You can find that geology along the Ohio River in West Virginia. The Mountaineer Power Plant here is among the largest coal-fired plants in the world. It's run by American Electric Power. Charlie Powell is the plant manager.
That big pile of black stuff is electricity in the dormant form. We burn 500 tons of coal an hour, so we'll burn 12,000 plus tons of coal a day, and that will be about 12 barge loads of coal.
Next fall, engineers expect to start extracting carbon dioxide from the coal and pumping it deep into the earth here. They'll first pump a small amount to see if the process works. If it does, they'll ramp things up. Powell says it will be an enormous experiment, and he's not convinced it can be done.
So you're talking about putting into the ground a volume that's equal to every ton of coal you pull out of the ground. So when you start looking at ton per ton or gallon per gallon, it's a massive undertaking.
It could take up to 30% of the energy produced here to do this experiment. That's 30% less power for you and me. Powell says, imagine doing this at coal plants across the country, which supply half of the nation's electricity. He says, clean coal is a nice idea, but
somebody needs to look at the enormity of what they're talking about.
Let's go back to the labs. Dan Schrag at Harvard says the facts are these. We're going to burn more coal, so we need to make it cleaner.
We know that there's huge reserves in the ground and that we could power our society for at least a century and possibly quite a bit longer. This is especially true in the rapidly developing countries of China and India.
Schrag says the U.S. government has an obligation to invest in cleaner coal technology, since this country has historically been the largest greenhouse gas emitter on the planet. But he says there are other reasons, too.
I think it's a huge business opportunity. I think that if we actually perfect this technology and apply it, our companies are going to be in demand to actually oversee the engineering of these facilities overseas.
But all of this will require an incredible amount of money and political will. And there are still plenty of skeptics asking, can this really be done? Even if coal can burn cleaner, we still have to dig it out of the ground. Mining can be dangerous and polluting. With all of this, Stephen Cohn with the Earth Institute at Columbia University asks if burning more coal is the best idea.
Does it really make sense for us to be spending all the money that we'll be spending both on the clean coal technology and the extraction of coal if we can find cheaper renewable sources that, you know, that ultimately get as cheap as the technology will allow it to become?
In other words, why subsidize clean coal when the government could throw that same money at renewable technologies like wind and solar? Back along the Ohio River, I put this argument to Charlie Powell.
Well, everybody likes to have the lights come on when they flip the switch. The wind don't blow all the time, and the sun don't shine all the time.
He says any way you slice it, coal, whether it's clean or not so clean, has to be part of the world's electricity mix. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis at the Mountaineer Power Plant, West Virginia.